Well, hello, Pinkies. It's the Fey Driver here. I'm just out driving the little sports car again. It has been a very, very long time since I've driven this car. It's been quite fun. I've been driving around these mushy BMWs for the last month or so. Or 3 weeks, anyway. And I have not driven the little red sports car in a long time. Forgot how snappy it is. It's a snappy little widget. So, how's everybody doing? Let's see. I put out that last show, the extended drive of the BMW 323i. I just had to force that upon you. If you're not interested in cars, I hope you didn't listen to it. It was just me driving that little BMW all over the place, getting used to it, having a little bit of fun with it. So I wanted to share that. It was really interesting for me. So that episode was mostly for me. But if you like cars or you like to hear me blather on, I'm sure you enjoyed it as well. It was an enhanced podcast, so if you're wondering why you couldn't play it on your, whatever, your Zune or whatever other Leica or Leica audio player you have, it's because it's for iTunes or iPod. There's pictures in it. You can see the pictures change. Like Scotty, the little Aussie battler, taught me so well. I like to steal all of Scotty's ideas, like driving in the car, doing enhanced podcasts with pictures, and complaining about how sad sack my life is. Oh, construction! Oh, Lord! There's construction everywhere, impeding my progress and flow. So Archer is back podcasting like a madman. It's great to have you back, Archer, but yeesh, take a day off. Good Lord, man. It's not National Podcast Post Month, for Christ's sake. Oh, dear. So, speaking of National Podcast Post Month, those National Pod Pomoers, they all disappeared for a damn month and a half, and now they're finally crawling out of the grave. The Gay Wasteland finally did a show, and whatever the hell happened to Adam Burns and his geeky, gay, shirtless video podcast, National Podcast Post Month, and then they fucking disappear for the rest of the life. You Napod Pomors. Anyway, I better not say much more, lest I have more people mad at me. Would you, when you see a red sports car behind you, just get out of the way, people.
Oh, dear Gussie. I'll just be driving along to the university, minding my own business in my Toyota Corolla. Now, someone behind me, huh? What, huh? Oh, you mean there's other cars on the road?
So I was making the bed again today. I'm always making the bed. And I think it just occurred to me today that... Did you know that king-size beds were square? I think they have to be because... I've never had any trouble getting the sheet on this bed. You know, you always fight with the damn sheet. You get it on the wrong way, or you don't get the front to the front or whatever. I haven't had that problem with this bed, and I think it's because king-size beds are square. They must be, because I've never had to figure out which corner was the long one, which side was long and which was short. Never really occurred to me that a king-size bed would be square. You could sleep on it sideways. Have you ever slept sideways on a king-size bed? Oh well, anyway. Oh, that was one of my that was one of my many observations this month. King-size beds are square, you idiot. Of course they're square, everyone's saying. I actually had the pleasure of speaking to Timmy Sims on something. What was that? Was that Gavin's show? Or Gavin was hosting a secret party or something? It's nice to speak to you, Timmy. Timmy Sims and the Timmy Sim Booze. Timmy Sims Booze. Someone else who's finally come back from the dead, who was gone for a while, sort of. Did you disappear for a while, Timmy Sims? Anyway, it was nice speaking to you. So I've been getting a lot of questions for the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage. I think I'm going to call the show the Car Question Write-In Call-In Show. The Pink Wheel Nut Garage. So look forward to that coming to a Pride 48 network near you, the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage. I'm looking to do it on Fridays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I just need to make sure that nobody else has that pegged for themselves and that the suits at the Pride 48 network will let me in. I'm sure will not be a problem. Plus, I have to figure out how to do Nicecast, Edcast, Pamcast, Blog Quest, whatever it's called, to record Skype calls and all that. So the technical side of things, I'm working on that. So look forward to the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage. I don't think I'll be doing a live show for about 3 weeks now, because I just have work commitments. My work schedule is taking my Fridays right now. So it'll be about 3 weeks before the first show, or more possibly. But I'm getting lots of car questions and I appreciate it. In fact, I'm getting so many questions, I'm nervous. I might put out a non-live Pink Wheel Nuts Garage show just to answer all of the questions I've been getting from people about cars. Or I'll talk about them here on the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. In any case, yes, look forward to the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage. I've got Tom the Ramble Redhead who's pushing his marketing ploys upon me, trying to spread the word about the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. Thank you, Ramble, I appreciate it. Ramble recommended Get Glue to me, so that's something I might look into, but I sort of indicated to Ramble I might just prefer to stay under my rock, Ramble. I'm over here. Don't mean to be a bother. Just doing my little thing. Ramble wants to market me like some kind of American Idol contestant. Buzz marketing. Ramble's another guy who did this Napod Pomo stuff and petered out in December, and now he's finally starting to come back. Yo, and I warned you, Napod Pomors, this was not a good idea. You cannot deny that it put a ripple, it sent a ripple through the podcast community. You guys were exhausted. The listeners were exhausted. I'm telling you, you guys. This Napod Pomo thing. Oy vey. It's over now. Let's move on. Okay. Okay, Faye Driver. Just let it go. Let it go, Faye Driver. It's over now. We're all back. Everybody's back. We all love each other. We're all going to go to Pride 48. Make whoopee whoopee, kissy kissy, hug hug, and get on with our lives. I will be the first one. I will never mention National Podcast Post Month again. I swear to God. Lest someone come and cut my tongue out. Then you'll just have to listen to loud music and me going, really good. Third gear. Fourth gear. What do you think? Anyway, I think since I'm near my first destination, I shall shut the hell up and let you get on with your life. Thanks for listening to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. I will see you later. This is the Faye Driver. Email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. I also want to agree with the Laughing Buddha. I love George in Atlanta's Radio George. I am just loving that. George, you are the new darling of the podosphere, I think. You and your Saturday night Radio George.